Was ever king that joyed an earthly throne and could command no more content than I? No sooner was I crept out of my cradle, but I was made a king at 9 months old. I was never subject long to be a king, as I do long and wish to be a subject.
Health and glad tidings to your majesty.
Why, Buckingham, is the traitor Cade surprised, or is he but retired to make him strong?
He has fled, my lord, and all his powers do yield. And humbly thus, with halters on their neck, expect your highness' doom of life or death.
In heaven set oak thy everlasting gates to entertain my vows of thanks and praise. Soldiers, this day have you redeemed your lives and shown how well you love your prince and country. Continue still in this so good a mind, and Henry, though he be infortunate, assure yourselves will never be unkind. And so, with thanks and pardon to you all, I do dismiss you to your several countries.
God save the king!
Is it your grace to be advertised, Ed? The Duke of York is newly come from Ireland. With a puissant and a mighty force of gallow glasses and stout kerns, is marching hitherward in proud array, and still proclaimeth as he comes along, his arms are only to remove from thee the Duke of Somerset, whom he terms a traitor.
Thus stands my state 'twixt Cade and York distressed. Back to a ship that, having escaped a tempest, is straightway calmed and boarded with a pirate. But now is Cade driven back, his men dispersed, and now is York in arms to second him. I pray thee, Buckingham, go and meet him and ask him what's the reason of these arms. Tell him I'll send Duke Edmund to the Tower. And Somerset, we will commit thee thither until his army be dismissed from him.
I will yield, my lord, to prison willingly or unto death, to do my country good.
In any case, be not too rough in terms, for he is fierce and cannot brook hard language.
I will, my lord. And doubt not so to deal, as all things shall redound unto your good.
Come, wife, let's in and learn to govern better. Yet may England curse my wretched reign.